I'm here today with two exciting young authors, Ryan and Josh Shook, whose last name is becoming well known to Christian readers. Their parents, Carrie and Chris Shook, are the New York Times best-selling authors of One Month to Live and Love at Last Sight. Hey guys, it's great to connect with you again.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thanks, great to be here.
Now, Ryan and Josh, you guys both not only grew up in church, but you're the sons of a pastor. It seems like that would give you plenty of firsthand exposure to what it means to be a Christian. But in your book, you say you didn't, that at one point you realized that you had a faith that really wasn't yours. Could you comment on that?
Well, this is Josh, and I guess the whole point is that, you know, me and Ryan kind of realized, and I think this is the case with everyone, that, you know, when you grow up, you're influenced by your parents and those around you. And for our dad, and with us, with our dad being a pastor, you know, we had grown up in the church. The church was kind of all we knew. My dad started the church, our church, back in 1993. And, you know, I was 3 years old at the time, so that's what I grew up with. You know, it's just, you know, we grew up listening to the Christian music. We grew up, you know, just in that culture. And we felt like we did everything right. We did all the right things. We weren't crazy kids. We weren't crazy pastor's kids. We felt like we followed all the rules and we did everything right, but our faith, there was still an emptiness to it. And I think what we've kind of realized is that came from the fact that we never really had a faith of our own. It was never really our personal struggle or our personal commitment to Christ. It was just, you know, our environment. And I guess once, you know, we kind of realized that, we were really able to take the initiative and really kind of see what the Christian life is all about. So, I mean, and we love our parents, and we're so thankful for everything that's happened, and we love the church, but I think that a lot of people our age grow up with that mentality that they think, you know what, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian just because of where I was born and where I grew up, and missing out on the point of what it is to know Christ firsthand.
Yeah, this is Ryan, and for us, Josh and I, we both believe that a firsthand faith is so crucial and so vitally important to who you are as a person, just in your development spiritually, mentally, and just as who you are relating to other people. And we have found, talking with other people and from our own personal experience, that there's so many people our age, whether they're in college or high school, so many young people that just don't have a faith that is their own, whether they're Christians or non-Christians. Either they just feel like spirituality isn't for them, or they feel like they just don't have a relationship with God, because either God looks down on you or religion is just stuffy and all about rules. And for Josh and I, we feel like the world, if you grow up in a Christian background, a lot of the people around you and older people and peers will tell you that this is what you have to believe, and this is how you have to believe it, and this is why. But so often we go through life without actually questioning and thinking for ourselves, why do I believe this? And is this something that I really believe in? And is this something that really applies to me? And that was something that's really important to Josh and I, and really deciding for yourselves, you know, just how important it is to know for yourself what it is you believe.
Now, Ryan and Josh, you're both still in your early 20s. Why do you think other young people will want to read and take to heart what you guys have to say?
This is Josh, and I think that young people and people our age will be interested in this, because this is who, you know, because we've talked to them, we know them, we've been through what so many of them are going through. I think, you know, theology is a beautiful thing, and, you know, like Ryan said, we're not Bible scholars, and, you know, it's not like we know a whole lot that other people don't. We're just talking about our authentic experience. That we grew up, we tried living this way. You know, it's not, you know, we were so, you know, totally off the wrong path, totally turned away from God, and or whatever you want to call it. We grew up in the church and we experienced that, and even under what we would consider a blessed upbringing that we're so thankful for, it still didn't matter if it wasn't our own faith, it wasn't personal. And so I just think the authenticity of it is what's going to attract people, because me and Ryan, I mean, like I said, theology is a beautiful thing, and there's all these great writers out there, but me and Ryan didn't want to write just a Christian theology book, or we wanted it to be different than anything else out there. We wanted it to be genuine and reach the people that we care about, our friends, because we know what they're going through because we've been through it.
Now, an exciting technical dimension of the book is that each chapter comes with a video component. Ryan, tell me a little bit more about that.
One of the most exciting things about Firsthand Faith is the fact that it has this multimedia component. For me, Josh and I, growing up, we loved watching movies, we loved watching short films and cartoons and whatever, and reading wasn't exactly our strongest suit. We've become more readers and writers as the years go by, but we still love the idea of film and video and how impactful that can be. One of the most influential things that Josh and I have done is we made a short film called Empty. It's sold over 50,000 copies now. It's been really impactful in a lot of churches and youth groups. And so we've taken that concept of a short film and applied it to every chapter. So we have so each chapter will have a unique short film or video element that goes along with it that you can access online, and you will be able to immediately access once you get the book. And it really will hopefully enhance and really make the concepts and the ideas in the book so much more vivid and visceral.
Ryan and Josh Shook have been my guests today. They're brothers and the authors of Firsthand, Dumping a Secondhand Religion for a Firsthand God. Always great to talk to you guys. Thanks again.